Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam here and now on this earth. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, July the 14th, 2013. On the Mind of God program, we endeavor every day to rise above the wicked, demonic, satanic mentality of the wicked ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. We endeavor every day to rise above and out of the mind of the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschild, the Illuminati Masonic order. We want to leave that demonic mentality of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, and division. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of the human nation, the human family as one. We want to cross all the racial barriers, ethnic boundaries, religious and political boundaries. And as we achieve these goals, we will see that we should organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution or organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. And the Mind of God program, you may contact me. I am thankful for this beautiful sister. And I praise the Most High for this beautiful sister. And I pray that the Most High continues to bless my beautiful sister, Venice. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net. yahlove@comcast.net. Let me play some music while I get my paper for the opening prayer. I'll be right back. Greetings, greetings again. Let's give praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Ab or Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11. Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting. That is the Almighty Father. That is the function of the Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the same Almighty Father is Allah. Now, the word Allah is originally an African Hebrew, African Arabic word found under the number 5927 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, carrying the definition of the ascender as the Most High, the Almighty Father, raises us up, exalts us, and ascends us into his mind of supreme knowledge, that we collectively, with such supreme knowledge, may defeat and are enabled to defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked world order and bring in the kingdom of God, the queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now on this earth. In Egypt, Kemet, the Almighty Father, was known as Amen, the hidden and unseen sacred masculine power behind the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the same Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to our Almighty and beautiful and precious Mother, Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. In the African Arabic language, in the African Hebrew language, mother, the word for mother is Aim. Putting that together with Yahweh, we get Yahweh Aim for the Almighty Mother. In Numbers chapter 11, again, Moses refers to that same Yahweh as having also the attribute of conceiving. To conceive is the function of the sacred feminine. See, Yahweh, the definition of Yahweh, Yahovah, is the existing one, the living one. So Yahweh, Yahovah is a scientific, an African scientific word that is descriptive of existence and life and the power of existence and living to give birth to existence and living. Yahweh, Yahovah, that is a scientific word describing the scientific law of birth, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, existence and life, giving birth to existence and life found in the universe and in the human family. Mother Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. The word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is Kokhmoth, 2454, if I have that number correct. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother Holy Spirit conceived, there's that word conceived Jesus. Holy Spirit is the sacred feminine. Mother Holy Spirit not only conceived Jesus, but she conceived the universe, and she conceived the human family as the Almighty Father begat it the same. See, this is science, sisters and brothers. This is African scientific study of the material universe. Mother Holy Spirit, in the African Hebrew language, and is known as Ruach. Her name and title are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach, found under the number 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Ruach is feminine because Spirit is feminine, because Holy Spirit is our mother. She is feminine. She is the womb through whom we are born, reborn, and resurrected. Pure science, pure African science. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Ilah, spelled I-L-L-A-H. Our wonderful and beautiful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Ilah, Ilah, Ha'il Allah. You hear Ilah, spelled I-L-L-A-H, and you hear Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. Allah is the mother. Allah is the father. So properly understood, none but our mother Allah and our father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say, properly understood, in the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Now, Allah is also an African Hebrew word. African Hebrew, African Aramaic is the mother and father of the African Arabic language. Found under the number 5930 or 5931, Allah has to do with your occurrence, your circumstance. She is preceded by Ola, spelled with an O. These are feminine counterparts of the Almighty Father Allah. So we see Mother Allah. We are raised into her mind of supreme wisdom. Wisdom is feminine. And with this supreme wisdom, we are able to change our circumstance, change our occurrence, and defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked world system and bring in the kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven, here and now on this earth. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, that hidden and unseen sacred feminine power behind the whole of the universe. Pure science, African science. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grand Mother. Ah, I greet you, sisters and brothers of the human family. In the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Arabic language, his name and title are Yahushua, HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings, Lord of Lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come. Bob Marley, 1979, said, Jesus no come again as Jesus, but him come in a new name. Jesus Christ, Yahushua, Christus come in a new name. Who is that new name? What is that new name? I declare that when you and I climb up into the mind of God and understand that Yahushua means health, wealth, and prosperity to the oppressed, liberation for the oppressed, deliverance of the oppressed from the oppressor, and warning to all, especially the oppressor, of the impending vengeance and doom of the Most High on the heads of the oppressor. When we understand that reality and begin to live that reality, live liberation, live deliverance of the oppressed masses of the poor, working class, proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, and white all over the earth. When we understand that the purpose of Christ is to absolutely deliver the oppressed here and now, when we come to understand that our spirit, our energy that resides in this holy and righteous, sanctified physical structure, this temple that we call our physical bodies, this mosque, this cathedral, this synagogue that is our physical structure, houses the very spirit of Christ, the very spirit that is Christ. When we understand that we are quantum physics, quantum mechanics, when we understand that we are the atom in physical flesh, we are the atom, we are the what the Dogon refer to as the pole, that reflection of the Creator and reflection of creation, having the whole of creation within ourselves, and having the Creator within ourselves. When we understand that reality and understand our connection to that atom that the Dogon referred to as the Po, and understand the process of creation invisibly, light and sound, but taking form in physical manifestation, when we understand that we are connected to such reality and understand that that power of the Most High resides within this physical construct, when we understand all of that and begin to cross ethnic barriers, racial barriers, religious and political barriers, when we come to understand all of that, then we will realize that we are the new names of Jesus Christ in this day and time, and live Christ, be Christ, eat and sleep and drink and walk and run and perform Christ, perfect Christ within our consciousness. That would be the day that the book of Revelation chapter 3 verse 12 is fulfilled in this time. And you will no longer be waiting on the second coming. You will be the second coming of Christ in this time. We want to go to Revelation. We want to try to do a whole lot of things in this session. We're going to do what we can. Revelation chapter 3 verse 13. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. At this time, we have just heard the verdict of the jury concerning the Zimmerman trial, the Zimmerman case. You all have heard this case over and over again in the news media. You all have heard how this young black man, 5'10", probably 150 pounds, 160 pounds, was walking in a neighborhood, I think in Sanford, Florida, or near. They say he had Skittles and a drink of some sort, a little tea. I don't know whether that's true or not. Doesn't make any difference. But he was walking in this neighborhood. And this Latino-looking fella named George Zimmerman began to follow him in a car. He called the dispatch, police dispatch, said, "I'm following this fella." If I have the story correctly, you all can go online and verify all of this. Go deeper into the story than I'm giving it to you. Then the dispatcher said, "Cease following this fella. Let the police take care of it." It was nothing to take care of. The young black man is walking, committing no crime. He is only walking through a particular neighborhood. See, this buys into the mentality of white supremacy. Those in that neighborhood adhering to white supremacy, not believing that a black man should have the right and privilege to walk somewhere on the planet, somewhere in the United States of North America, somewhere in Florida, somewhere in the South, somewhere in or near Sanford, Florida. Police had nothing to take care of. So this Latino-looking fella named George Zimmerman got out of the car, began to follow the man, young boy, on foot. Black man has done nothing wrong, just walking, trying to avoid and lose George Zimmerman, trying to throw George Zimmerman off his trail. Now, if we believe some of the story, apparently there's a scuffle, and George Zimmerman is the loser in the scuffle, according to the story, pulls out a gun, shoots, kills Trayvon Martin. And the defense of George Zimmerman says that George Zimmerman was acting in self-defense. Consider this as an example. Suppose I wanted to profile, because this was a profile case. George Zimmerman racially profiled Trayvon Martin. Suppose I wanted to profile Asians. Suppose, you know, the media says, you know, a bunch of Asians are in your neighborhood committing crimes. And let's say it's the 1970s. And I'm trailing this Asian dude with a hoodie. And this Asian, and the dispatch tells me, you know, leave this man alone, let the police take care of it. I disobey the dispatcher, get out of my vehicle, trail this Asian on foot. And lo and behold, it's Bruce Lee. And Bruce Lee was trying to lose me because Bruce Lee knows he can kill me with his bare hands. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to lose me. He wants to make sure that I live. But he knows that if I catch up to him and he begins to defend himself, he can kill me with his bare hands. And we get into a scuffle, and I begin to lose. And Bruce Lee is smacking me, whooping me up and down, whooping my you know what, because this is Bruce Lee. And I didn't know I was trailing Bruce Lee, and I pull out a gun, shoot and kill him. Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? Am I just in the right because it happened to be Bruce Lee whooping my when I shouldn't have been trailing Bruce Lee in the first place? Suppose I was trailing Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson. Black media said black folk are committing crimes in your neighborhood. Dispatcher says leave the man alone. I trail him anyway, and I'm losing the fight, and it's Muhammad Ali. Am I in the right just because it was Ali whooping up on me for trailing him and I shouldn't have been trailing him in the first place? Suppose we know that the drug culture is most prevalent in the Caucasian community. Everyone knows that black folk, 12% or less of the population, Caucasian people, the majority population nationwide, are most prevalent as it concerns partaking in the illicit drug trade and drug culture. Europeans, Caucasians, college campuses, European, Caucasian neighborhoods. Suppose we were to go into European and Caucasian neighborhoods and begin to racially profile them and say, well, look, we know that Caucasian people are the greatest partakers in the drug culture. Let's go and get one have a citizen's arrest and see if we can find drugs on him. Everyone would say, no, you can't do that. You can't racially profile. With this trial, what this trial is saying is that the police, the fraternal order of the police, are correct. Because George Zimmerman wanted to be a police officer. He was trained in the mentality of the fraternal order of the police. And the fraternal order of the police racially profile black people day and night, which is why black people and brown make up most of those that are in jail behind the illicit drug trade and drug culture, when it is the Caucasian community that are those in the Caucasian community. Caucasian people, so-called white people, are the greatest partakers in the illicit drug trade, racial profiling of black people. We're going to have to do some thinking, sisters and brothers. What is Mother Holy Spirit telling us today? What is Mother Holy Spirit saying to us? How is she causing us to think? This is the day and time of resurrection of the poor, working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white peoples of the earth. This is the day and time that the wicked ruling class and ruling families' power and day of rule is up. This is the day that poor, working class, white people need to think, need to reject white supremacy, need to reject white skin privilege. Did you see all those poor working class white people jump up and support this Latino looking fella, George Zimmerman? This Latino looking fella, when the police originally arrested the man, he was going to go through the process like any other Latino. Because as far as the rank and file police were concerned, it was a Latino who killed a black man or a black boy. Nothing, how you call it, just routine. Booked the man, arraigned the man. But George Zimmerman has a European Jewish father who was a member of the judicial system as a judge somewhere, and someone made a call saying, no, don't jail George Zimmerman. Whole lot, there are a lot of things going on here. You have poor working class European Jewish people buying into the system. You have poor working class white people buying into the system. You have a Latino who normally would have been treated like any other Latino, but his dad is a European Jew and connected to the judicial system, someone made a call, and so this Latino is treated like a Caucasian, even though his mother is Latino and he looks like a Latino. So are there Latinos who are buying into the system, buying into the judicial system? Those who say that we have to accept the verdict, you're wrong. I am not saying that anyone should go and accost and assault anyone. It is no good for poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white to see each other as the enemy. We are not the enemy. This whole thing is being manipulated by they who control America's judicial system. The president said some things that will split your brain into 20 pieces. Your brain won't know which way to go. This is a nation of laws where it used to be the law that I would be a slave. That's an illegal law. That goes against universal law of Yahweh, Yahovah, life and existence for all to the highest. So this nation, they have good laws. They do not adhere to those good laws. And they have laws that are manipulative. And so to have the stand your ground law is only to divide the poor working class white peoples of the South from the poor working class black, brown, red, yellow. Let's take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.